T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben Volen, he is the senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. We always enjoyed talking to him, and we've talked this week a little, Ben. I mean, our heads are kind of spinning, right? Because the quarterback carousel, it's moving. We've seen Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford and Carson Wentz all on new teams. Now there's this chance, I guess, that Russell Wilson changes teams because he might possibly get traded. They sprinkled a little cold water on that yesterday. What do you see going on here between Russell Wilson and Seattle?
I see Russell Wilson pretty much like, you know, it's like your wife coming to you being like, you know, I'm not going to cheat on you, but if I were, here are the four guys I would do it with, you know? So it's like, we're not going to request a trade, but if you were to do it, we wouldn't mind it. And, oh, by the way, here are the four destinations. So I thought that was very interesting. The list of destinations was quite bizarre. Now, I get Dallas. I get the Raiders, you know, Vegas. You know, you want to be in kind of a new sexy market. Players like playing for Gruden. I get the Saints. Sean Payton's a great coach. I don't get the Chicago Bears. Why the heck are the Chicago Bears on Russell Wilson's list? That team is a mess. Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. I just don't understand why he would go to the Chicago Bears. And realistically, I think if you're looking at it, Seattle has really no incentive to trade Russell Wilson this offseason. It would leave them with $39 million in dead cap money, which is just insane. And then they wouldn't need a quarterback. I think the only way it even realistically makes sense if you do like a post June 1 trade, and you'd have to get Dak Prescott in return, or maybe Derek Carr, just because the Seahawks would need a quarterback. No, I think a trade could happen next year, but I think they're just kind of, you know, letting the world know that they're not happy with the direction and maybe greasing the runway for his departure next year. But I have a hard time seeing him getting traded this year.
And Ben, I was looking at SI.com, and they named it the star empowerment era. They said it's coming. How does that affect, like with Russell, just saying he's upset, and Deshaun flat out, he met with the new head coach and reiterated his thought that I do not want to play for y'all anymore. What does this do to the NFL? Because it's leaning more towards the way the NBA does things.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, Deshaun Watson, for all the, you know, that he's kind of huffed and puffed, he hasn't gone anywhere. And, you know, the Houston Texans aren't, they're not even entertaining offers, and apparently they're making people leave voicemails or not even listening to them for offers for Deshaun Watson. And I don't know if Nick Caserio has any intention of trading Watson. So we'll see how empowered Watson truly is. But look, I think it's good for, I don't see it as a negative at all. I mean, it's only a handful of players that are ever going to have kind of the ability to do this. And like Carson Wentz talked his way out of town. Like, okay. I mean, I think the Eagles were kind of happy to make it happen as well. So it adds intrigue to the offseason. I think, you know, anytime a quarterback gets traded, that's new jerseys that are being sold at the team shop and new excitement in that town. So I think it's, the NFL likes, you know, having exciting off seasons no matter what. And I don't see it as a big trend. The owners still have all the leverage, you know, against most of these players. But if a few star players, like, I like it. I think it's weird that, you know, you're a star player and where you spend your career is subject to the whims of the draft, and you got to go to some crappy team, or you have to go to Green Bay and you have to go to Buffalo, and, well, you get to go to L.A. or Miami. I mean, so, like, if Deshaun Watson doesn't want to be there, I mean, good for him. Take control of your career. But, you know, there are consequences, too, and he did sign that contract, and the Texans do have most of the power here. So we'll see if he's able to work his way out of Houston. But I think it's a good thing for the NFL.
And Ben, speaking of Deshaun, is like you said, he's complaining a lot. He's making it perfectly clear he's unhappy. Is he justified in the Houston Texans being a dysfunctional organization? Because we know McNair's comments in the past. We saw them trade away, you know, D-Hop for a damn bag of chips. Like, isn't his problem justified with what we see the Houston Texans organization do year after year?
I mean, yes and no. To be honest, Channing, I've yet to really hear what has been so egregious with the Houston Texans that, you know, Watson, 5 months ago, he signed this contract. It was September. He signed this massive deal, and now all of a sudden he wants out. So what has changed in the 5 months since he signed that deal? And, yeah, they had a terrible season, and his owner is new and is learning his way around and seems to trip over his feet a lot. And there might be stuff that I don't know about, so I very much concede that. But I've yet to see what's really happened with Deshaun. You know, and he's tweeting about loyalty, and I heard from a couple of people yesterday. It's like, well, what about you, Deshaun? I mean, where's your loyalty? You just signed that contract, you know, back in September, and now you want out and this and that. So it is a little bit of a two-way street. You know, that said, I don't know the full story. Like, yeah, they traded away Deshaun Watts, DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watts out now. They might be pretty bad as they tear down the team and rebuild. And, you know, it sounds like they did promise him to have some input and who the coach would and things like that. And maybe they reneged on it. So I could see him not wanting to be in that situation. But, you know, I've yet to see what's so bad about Houston beyond just the typical, you know, NFL dysfunction. You know, it's like his team is bad. You know, like, sometimes you got to deal with that. But I definitely concede there might be more going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, but I've yet to really see it.
Well, who really cares if he ends up in a Dolphins jersey? Let's be honest here. Ben Volen is with us. He covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. Let me just ask about a couple of quarterback situations here, as long as we're talking about quarterbacks. They're in New England, where you are. I saw on a odds thing, the odds on favorite to be the New England Patriots quarterback next season is Marcus Mariota. What's your inclination as to what's going to happen with the Patriots?
Mariota only if he gets released, which I think is possible. And then, you know, he's willing to sign a pretty cheap contract here, incentive laden. I'm starting to think that it might be Cam that comes back.
Really?
Everyone I talk to, I've talked to a few people that have, you know, actually talked to Belichick this offseason. And, you know, his love fest of Cam Newton is not an act. He genuinely really enjoyed coaching Cam Newton. I think he has concerns about his arm strength, but he really enjoyed the Cam Newton experience. And I think there might be something to having continuity, and you give Cam a full offseason and maybe improve the weapons around him a little bit. So I don't know. I mean, if he does come back, they're still most likely going to draft someone in the first few rounds and, you know, make it a more competitive situation than it was last year. But I don't know. I mean, I personally love Fitzpatrick, and I'd love to see him be kind of that veteran seat warmer here. But I don't know. I mean, I just get the feeling that Belichick really likes Cam Newton. Cam doesn't want to go anywhere, which means he's probably willing to play for really cheap. And, you know, he knows the system and all that, and there's something to having a continuity. So I'm just starting to think that it might end up just being they bring back Cam and they draft a kid, and that's probably what they move forward with. But I think it's also going to be, you know, which of the veterans is willing to take the contract that the Patriots put out there, whether that's Cam, whether that's Mariota, Jameis Winston. I think the only quarterback they're going to be willing to pay is Garoppolo, but I don't know if he's going to shake free from the 49ers. So it's going to be another year of the Patriots probably not paying their quarterback and just seeing whichever guy is willing to take it. And I'm just starting to think they're just going to roll with Cam Newton again until they truly figure out what they're doing, you know, whether the rookie they have is any good or whether they can trade for someone else.
What do you think ends up happening with Dak Prescott in Dallas?
I think he stays there. I think they'll come to like a 3-year deal. There's obviously some dispute over his value because they haven't been able to come to a long-term contract, but with them using the franchise tag, he's got a lot of leverage now. Like, another tag is going to cost them almost $38 million, and I don't think you want to get into that again. That's not a good use of your dollars. So I think he stays there, but and I think they do get like a 3-year deal done this time.
Ben, but with the Dak thing, man, like Mahomes and Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, I don't think Dak is on that level. So how does Dak make the same money that Aaron Rodgers or a Mahomes is making? I don't look at Dak that way. How do you evaluate Dak's play?
Well, I wouldn't put him on the Mahomes level. I think it's the next benchmark is Watson. Like, Mahomes is like 45 a year, and then Watson is 39. And, like, I know Lamar Jackson is starting to talk to the Ravens. Lamar Jackson wants that Deshaun Watson money, and they don't – they're far apart right now. I don't know if they view him as Deshaun Watson right now, and that's probably where Dak Prescott is. He wants that Deshaun Watson money, and the Cowboys are like, well, you know, you haven't quite accomplished it yet. But, I think he was there last year. He was on pace for a 6,000-yard season before he got hurt. I mean, he was – probably going to come off that pace, but he was lighting it up last year, and he got hurt early in the season. So that was, you know, I thought he was having an excellent year, but before he finally got hurt and was done for the year. I think if you're the Cowboys, it's not only what do you have in Dak, but what's the fallback option? They don't have one right now. The drop off from Dak to the next quarterback is pretty significant, and you're not solving your problem if you're the Cowboys, if you go get Mariota instead or Cam Newton or whatever. So I think they're going to have to pay Dak. I think they're going to have to bite the bullet. You know, it'll be as close to a Deshaun Watson contract as Prescott can get. And, you know, if you're the Cowboys, I think you're kind of stuck in this place at this point. You got to do it.
And Ben, off topic, just something, you know, just it sticks in my mind every time I think about the Patriots, where, let's be honest, the Patriots ran the NFL for 20 years with Brady. Like, they were the team to beat for 20 damn years, Ben. And now they go 7-9, don't even make the playoffs. Like, where are the Patriots, like, fans, where's the psyche at? Are they just like, hey, we'll bounce back? Or, like, where is that mind frame of the Patriot fan that were on top of the world for two decades?
I mean, I think panic that the team doesn't seem to have a good plan at quarterback and that there's increasing buzz that Cam Newton is going to come back. The fans, that will not be popular with a lot of the fan base because Cam was just not a very productive passer last year. And there's, I think, a good amount of pressure on Belichick to start building this team back up and to get some wide receivers and tight ends and make the team more exciting again. And there's some anxiety that the Patriots are now in quarterback limbo and don't seem to have a good way out of it. Like, they're picking 15th. They don't have the ammo to go get a Deshaun Watson. It's like, welcome to the hell that you guys lived for a long time. I mean, the Patriots are finally here at this point. I mean, the good thing is they have it. Bill Belichick. And look, they had the least talented roster in the NFL last year and had the second lowest spending. And they still went 7-9 and probably could have gone 9-7 had a few other things, you know, gone their way. So I still think they have an excellent coaching staff who knows how to build a team, and they can still get to 9 or 10 wins, but they just don't have a great answer at quarterback right now. And that's what people want to see. They went from having the greatest of all time. And in 2016, they had Brady, Garoppolo, and Brissett as their quarterback depth chart. And now they let all those guys go. They got nothing for them. Basically, they have no quarterbacks. And so there's pressure on them to get it right now. No question.
There you go. Ben Volen gave us a little recap on what's going on in the NFL quarterback-wise. And so real quick, because we're out of time, you're not sold that Houston is going to trade Deshaun Watson still?
I think they're not going to. I think Nick Caserio is going to stand pat. They did not hire him to trade Deshaun Watson. He did not take that job to trade Deshaun Watson. I think they're going to make him put his money where his mouth is, see if he actually holds out. You know, he'd owe like $14 million in lost wages and fines this year. That's a lot of money. So we'll see what happens.
Wow. All right, Ben Volen, you can read his work at the Boston Globe, Boston Globe app, or bostonglobe.com. Thank you, Ben. Have a good weekend.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
There you go. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.